The soft scents of limeade and sunblock fill a steamy makeshift home studio in Madison's East Side. Navin members Sheila Shigley and Elizabeth Fine stand barefoot on the hardwood floors, while Paul Gorman rolls up his sleeves and adjusts his mic. The mood is light and jovial. Shigley and Fine recall an outdoor dance concert that went awry when they skipped a song.
And so they were trying to dance this 3-beat thing to a 4-beat song, and it was really bad.
They stayed very graceful for like the first 3 moves. They finally ended up in this big tangled mass in the middle of the mud puddle, you know. And we just stood there with our heads down.
We apologize profusely.
All right, here we go.
Rolling.
While the group acts a little silly between takes, they're dead serious when it comes to their craft. Every song the trio does has been reviewed by any number of language experts, some overseas. Sheila Shigley says Navin first began 7 years ago as a club on the UW-Madison campus, specializing in Irish music.
But then the first song we learned was Scottish and the second was Welsh, so we quickly became broadly a Celtic singing group. And so I'd say we have some interest in seeing the languages perpetuated, but more than anything, we just love the music and love it in its original language.
How many languages do you cover in your songs?
We started out covering 6 on one side of the family tree are the Gaelics, Irish Gaelic, Scottish Gaelic, or Gaelic, as they say, and Manx Gaelic. And they're all very, very closely related. On the other side of the family tree are Welsh, Cornish, and Breton. Some people would say they're all in various stages of decline. Others would say they're all in various stages of revival. So we hope it's the latter.
In 2000, just a year after it was formed, Navin released its first CD titled Akuvanliat, Gaelic for Do You Remember? Its opening track, Tuir Gol, Achulam Dichio, means An Omen of Tears, O Dove is Your Song. A 16th century lament penned by a poet, haunted by a dove's song in an empty castle. Paul Gorman and Elizabeth Fine say the album accomplished the goal of sharing old songs to new audiences, a feat that not only preserved their meaning, but also honored their composers.
I would say we've actually done a fairly good job of sticking to what we initially wanted to create.
One of the things about the old languages for them is that they have these really complex internal rhyming schemes. So the people that were writing these worked for years and years to learn all of the ways of rhyming bits and pieces in the middle of words or in the middle of lines, and it's just beautiful.
I hear E, and I hear A.
Due.
It's in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Due. You can just think of it as A. Due. It's fine.
Yeah. And the other one is...
Every so often, the group pauses to make sure they're pronouncing words correctly. They've often checked into libraries or listservs to double-check, which can cause delays in finishing a song. Yet for the trouble, no one in Navin wants to take the easy way out and just render a song in modern English. Again, Sheila Shigley.
It's not unlike thinking, why don't you play that flute piece on trombone? Well, you can, but it's just, it's not the same, you know. Flute pieces are beautiful, trombone pieces are beautiful. They're just not going to be the same. There is no such thing as a direct translation that doesn't completely change the song.
The ensemble hopes to have their next CD out by Christmas. As with all their albums, it'll pack a variety of music, including laments, love songs, and folk dances. Elizabeth Fine says some pieces, such as one titled Binchen, even carry an eerie, supernatural feel.
My favorite ones are always the really haunting ones, where once we start adding the harmonies in, it starts to feel like there are ghosts, ghost voices around. So, you know, we know that there are 3 of us, and even when we're going back and listening to it, we can't necessarily figure out which one of us was doing which, and where did that note come from? I don't think anybody was singing it. And just the ones that are a little bit, just the haunting kind of creepy melodies.
From Enya to U2, Celtic music has made a place for itself in popular culture. Paul Gorman says while many artists have expanded and infused their music with other cultures and genres, he and other band members are keeping to the foundations.
All traditions move with time. And for our sake, what we've grown to love to do is something that a lot of cultures have passed by and passed up. And it's something we love to still provide and have found a wonderful audience out there who appreciates it as much as we do.
Navin aims to entertain and enlighten audiences in hopes of helping revive the songs of old. Whether that's in a makeshift home studio or amphitheater performances like this one at the Overture Center, the group says it's one way to thank the thousands of people who've struggled to keep the music alive for their generation. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Let's go.